I tried the froth. Groovy.
Let us pray. Yes, Bob waits in the great luminous green beyond, puffing huge clouds of toxic smoke. His grin resonates through the cosmos, and his millions of dots, the thousand of luminous globes which comprise his essence, glow and glower into every corner of the universe. As we join together in this Bobbly ceremony, at this delightful hour, the hour of the Church of the Subgenius radio show, more than an hour and less than a show, we think how thankful we are for the little things in life, for Billy Barton, Mickey Rooney, and, of course, the late lamented gremlin, Mr. Ermus Formus Weirboggus.
This call requires a coin deposit.
Who are you?
Please hang up momentarily.
What are you?
Then redial your call.
Where did you come from?
By first depositing a local rate.
I think you're evil!
Posted on the instruction card.
Evil!
The Subgenius Hour of Swatching!
I think you're evil!
I don't think so.
From PR News in Washington, I'm 9 years old and living in California.
Excellent.
A former FBI official claimed that President Bush has acknowledged that Boeing rejected French voters during the early 70s.
No problem.
On Wall Street, 39-10-5-2-3-2-72.
Trust me.
This is French President Jacques Chirac, a Wiccan whose religious beliefs include PR's PR in Washington.
Bug-eyed monsters threatening Earth. This one cordially invites them to address us, one and all. And now for some last minute...
Subgenius Hour of Swatching!
Well, what do you make of it?
I'm not sure yet. I wish I could figure it out.
On July 5th, 1998, 7 a.m., when we all have hangovers, Wotan's judgment will take place in the form of what the prescriptures call the advent of the angelic host.
And at the very door of the day of the wrath of God is at hand, and that if you plan to get saved, you'd better do it now.
Plan is to invade, to infest key men in government and industry with some alien force from outer space that seeps into the human body and takes over.
Within 5 years, the United States, as we know it, will cease to exist.
We're living in terrible, perilous, chaotic times. Praise the Lord. And these times are not going to get any better, my friend. Amen. They're going to get worse and worse.
Okay, I know you all think you want to know what's going on. That's okay. So I saw this thing coming. I saw this thing coming to me. I didn't know what it was, but it looked funny.
Clever deceptions which have surrounded our space program.
Wonder why Fido came home with his wazoo missing, or wonder why those beefs like Buster and Bill out in the parlor and the pasture are lying out there with their throats and half their rectums missing? Well, it's because of those exists who came down to this earth one Christmas day many millennia ago to forge a new link. One might call it a hot link between the aliens and man, a giant sausage of knowledge from the center of the universe, the galactic center.
Total collapse of world civilization.
Like any other prophet, Bob preaches about the end of the world. Only his predictions are just a little different.
July 5th, 1998, at 7 a.m. to be exact, the men from Planet X, as the news media will call them, will arrive to rupture the subgeniuses, the true believer subgeniuses, up into the escape vessels of the sex goddesses.
believe it?
To carry a few picked survivors of our doomed civilization to a new life on another world.
Kids, let's have a party.
Is it time for that big operation?
And believe it or not, plenty of people, 4,000 of them so far, and more every day, have already joined up. Suddenly, the joke has become serious and profitable. Your standard religious ripoff, right? But can anybody take this stuff seriously?
Hello there! Flying saucer.
Flying saucers.
Flying saucers. Now, am I crazy? Yeah, something like that. So I'm crazy.
Yes!
Okay. I'm crazy.
Yeah. The saucer.
Flying saucer.
Flying saucer.
The saucer.
The saucer.
The saucer.
Flying saucer. Flying saucer.
Flying saucer?
I thought I was going crazy.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Okay.
So what's new with you, Rockner?
I'm doing good. I'm getting my gear ready for X Day.
So far in advance.
Uh huh.
You know, maybe I should start preparing.
Yeah, it's always best to start getting ready for X Day like about a month ahead of time.
Well, some would say that it's best to get ready for X Day a lifetime ahead of time.
Because X Day could be tomorrow.
Exactly. And X Day is not just, you know, some little event that people go to at that little campground there. No, X Day is a state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
X Day is life on the edge. The edge of...
sanity.
Ugh.
An alien cannot invade a dead man. We're merely using this corpse for a demonstration of placement.
Monsters like unto men will be around thee all about, and shall make thee to look past the door which should be locked, and thy sciences will terrify thee and bring thee naught but devils, for thine spirit is locked away inside the white stone which my angels shall bring from space.
So we've got to get ourselves through from these two stones here, there, to those two stones down there, and we can actually sort of will ourselves into the saucer, which is hovering in the next dimension.
It's about time.
Mm. Yeah, it's not an actual physical thing of saucers coming out of normal reality.
No,
it's saucers coming out of an alternate reality.
The tools of conquest do not necessarily come with bombs and explosions and fallout.
Yes, dear friends, and this tool of conquest is Hour of Slack at number 998. Funny, that sounds sort of like 1998. And indeed, it's almost 8X Day, dear friends, and we're almost to Hour of Slack number 1000. Are we approaching the end, or is it merely a new beginning of the end? Praise Bob, I don't know. But we are going to Brushwood in Sherman, New York, for the gut blowout of the season of the X. Because this is the age of Ophrictius, friends. It's the day of Dobbs and the night of the living Bob. And Bob, as Rocknar once said, Bob could sell lions to Christians in the Colosseum. Friends, not only are the men from Planet X approaching, but so too are Dr. Howell, Dr. Philo Drummond, as heard on the KPFA Puzzling Evidence show very much tonight. Reverend Susie the Floozy will be there, and the amino acids as heard in the background. Friends, we heard earlier in the show and will also continue to hear the cut-ups of our classy cut-up artist, Mr. Fernandinandi Lee Murr, and my cut-ups of ancient Puzzling Evidence Phineas Narco cut-ups, and Norel Pref's preferred chop-ups. And besides the Puzzling Evidence show, friends, we'll be hearing live taped radio from WCSB Cleveland, that being Dr. Sinister's Radio Synesthesia, 10 p.m. Sundays on WCSB.org, where Rocknar, Lonesome, and yours truly call in when he's on the air.
Well, you're on the air.
Getting ready for X Day?
man. I'm a last-minute kind of guy.
I used to be, but now I'm like, I want to use this month to, like, get all my stuff together so that the day that I leave, I'm ready
to
go.
It is 1 month from today.
Less than a month.
Well, today is the 5th.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, still, 1 month from today.
Hard to believe, isn't it, that the year is practically half over here.
Incidentally, there are 666 hours between June 6th, 6 a.m., and X Day. Coincidence?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, Dr. Sinister.
Hello, Reverend Stang. How are you?
This is Reverend Stang.
What's up, Stang? I just realized
I'm on a tricky phone where I can't turn my speakers down. Princess, we turn that black knob. No.
Uh-oh, not that button. Uh-oh. Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
There were a lot of black knobs. It's kind of ironic. Everything's really hectic around here. And, you know, the end of the world is only 1 month away.
Yeah, hard to believe.
And yet, I'm running around fretting whether there'll be enough sacred goods to sell at our end of the world gathering and that kind of thing. Selling, you know. God.
Right. Because actually, you know, we'll be on the saucers. We, you know, the stuff will still be useful to us because we'll be taken away on the saucers and not left here to...
You can take it with you.
Yes.
That is what the other religions lied about.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that after you don't need money, but when you're, you know, when you pass into the other world, you need to have good deeds. No, you need money too.
Why do you think I bring weird money to X-Day?
That's right.
Stang, you want to explain the concept of weird money?
No, I don't understand the concept of weird money at all. I only understand the...
Money.
The false Federal Reserve notes.
Oh.
Those aren't any more real. That's weird money.
For all intents and purposes.
Sure. I mean, you can still buy a Coca-Cola with it, and that's all that matters right now.
You can buy a lot more than a Coca-Cola with
Federal Reserve
notes.
After X Day comes, people are going to be, they'll be eating roach crap by the year 2000.
And he was right.
A couple of years from now.
Well, you could argue that everything is recycled roach crap.
Well, you know, the funny thing is...
A lot of roaches crapping
everywhere. We are eating a certain percentage of roach crap. If you look at the
federal
guidelines for our food, there's an allowable amount. But roaches and insects in general are certainly going to end up being used as a food source as the world becomes worse.
Well,
and worse.
In some parts of the world, that's a major protein source for some people, eating insects and things.
Maybe the concept of eating roach crap is to help us evolve into insectoid life forms.
I am ready for...
I'm part dung beetle, you know.
We're all Bob's dung beetles in a way now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Until Bob himself returns, we're just still pushing that steaming load uphill. Even if we're trying to slack off, it ain't the same without Bob.
That's right.
And he shall return. And the evil people who control the Subgenius Foundation will be over. The good heads of the Subgenius Foundation will overthrow the evil conspiracy people who are at the root of all of the world's problems.
That's right. You too can become part of the only revolution that matters.
We want to be part of the solution and part of the problem. We want to control both.
You know what? That's the only way to go these days, because the problems have solutions and the solutions have problems. And you don't know who to trust anymore. Who can you trust? Well, you can always... No, don't trust Bob. Don't trust Bob. I would not trust him.
Well, you can
very
trust
much.
Bob to do the thing that's best for Bob.
Yeah. I mean, you can
that's
trust him...
That's going to happen no matter what.
You can trust him about as far as you can throw him. Which,
He's a fairly large... Well, he's not that tall. He's not as tall as you always think he's going to be.
Well, you know, his terrestrial form, is, of course, isn't quite that large. But, you know, we all know that... it conceals a great mass.
He is a great man. He is great in all of the ways that one can be great.
He is the Alpha and Omega. simultaneously the mouth and anus of the universe.
I don't trust him.
With all due respect, Master, is he not the chosen one?
So the prophecy says.
I don't care about oracles or prophecies or messiahs. I care about one thing.
With all due respect, Commander, there is only one way to save our city.
How?
Bob?
Damn it, Morpheus. Not everyone believes what you believe.
My beliefs do not require them to.
I can't help thinking, what if you're wrong? What if all this, the prophecy, everything is bullshit?
Then tomorrow we may all be dead. But how would that be different from any other day?
That's utter nonsense.
The future is always nonsense until it becomes the past.
What kind of nonsense is this?
A prophecy that Miss Red could have been.
He will not let me down. He never has.
I hope right you are.
I don't understand it. Everything was done as it was supposed to be done. The prophecy tells us.
It was a lie, Morpheus. The prophecy was a lie. It was all another system of control.
I don't believe that.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
I'm not going to say a thing until I talk to my lawyer. Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Answer that if this religion, bull, this world tyranny of God everywhere is ever to end.
Where is he, man? Why isn't he out here?
Yeah, well, where is he, man? I hate this. We got control over nothing. Oh, we got control over nothing.
Oh my God.
You're disturbing the peaceful mood I'm in. You are disturbing the peaceful frame of mind I'm in. You are disturbing my peaceful frame of mind.
Can you turn that down?
You know, it's not like how it is on TV.
With sound effects.
Bob University presents Word with Bob
the Slack. Would you be fired up about that? How many of you would be excited? Slack, 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 slack. If I was going to use three words for a slacker, these are the words I would use. It's going to get moldy, it's going to get nasty, it's going to get stinky. Slackers are always hard as you can possibly go. Hey, listen, I want to tell you this. It's a whole lot easier to come when your kids want to come with you, right? You know, I don't know a whole lot. Become a slacker. I want to be a slacker. Some of y'all are on another planet. But I'll tell you this, you've done nothing but watch television. That's unbelievable. Slackers are people. Now listen, use me. Slackers take a lot of time. Man, they grow and expand. Slackers take a lot of energy. You say, what are you talking about? Hey, listen, when you're getting beat, you want some new, fresh vitality in your life. If you're a slacker, I want to tell you, if you're sitting back, if you're soaking in, look, I want to tell you something. Hey, listen, their parents are about to kill them. I mean, they really are. See, I mean, they're doing their thing, man. I'm telling you. Jim Jones, Stephen King, they take a shift. Every week, they take a shift. Now, I want to tell you this. Listen, and listen, being a slacker, do you want your life to count for something more than shift? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Being squeezed, play a drum, who cares?
Right. This X-Day, we don't know whether this will be the end or the beginning of the end again.
Or an end of the beginning.
I'm ready for either one to happen. I mean, let's face it, we've waited for the saucers to come. This will be our 8th.
Yeah, and we're going to have to deal with whatever happens either way, so we might as well be prepared. You know, we might as well gird our ourselves gird ourselves mentally for the coming.
The important thing is we just don't know. That's the lesson that Bob gave us about X-Day, is we don't know.
That's right.
Bob could come any second. Are you?
How do you know you don't know?
Once again, are you ready? Have you been living your life the way that you should?
That's the operative question.
As if the world ends tomorrow. That is, have you been living it to the max?
Don't save your money.
Or, as the case may be, have you been completely blowing everything off? Mm. As if the world ended tomorrow. That's slack, baby.
That is a dilemma.
When you know you're going to die tomorrow, at that moment, you in a way, then you have slack, if you really know it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you don't have to worry about it anymore.
If you, if there's no suspense involved.
Right.
It's a form of slack unlike any other, really.
Right.
It's all
one might call it terminal slack instead of original slack.
I guess I can relax now. Nothing more I can do. Might as well take the day off.
That's right. That's one of those things I really wish I could have is 24 hours notice.
Well, yeah, the conspiracy is certainly coming out with a large number of movies about the world ending. And what they do every summer is, as Subgenius X Day gets closer, Hollywood has to get in on the bandwagon.
That's right.
Now, didn't they try to steal our idea with the movie Findependence Day?
Oh, that was the most obvious one.
Yeah.
The most blatantly obvious one. They actually took imagery from the cover of Book of the Subgenius.
They actually showed real subgenii in this one clip of the film, in this one segment of the film. There are people on the rooftops, you know, with the signs saying, take me up, you know.
Right, right. That was their takeoff on, that was to make us look silly.
Right.
But, we know how it'll be. But yeah, no, every year there was Armageddon, and there's every year there's at least two or three. And of course, this time it's War of the Worlds, which might or might not be a travesty of the great novel by the great H.G. Wells.
If it was anybody but Tom Cruise in it, I'd probably go see it.
Well, I'll go see it even though it has Tom Cruise in it, because H.G. Wells is the one being raped by Hollywood.
Now, why couldn't they have gotten his great-grandson, Simon Wells, to direct it? I mean, he directed the movie The Time Machine, didn't he?
I didn't hear that.
Simon Wells.
What?
Simon Wells is H.G. Wells' great-grandson.
Oh, right, the grandson who did The Time Machine.
Right,
oh,
yeah.
God, oh, that's such a horrible, horrible nightmare. Every time I think of that, that's one of the great stories of all time. That guy just ripped the nards right out of the story.
Mm.
Turned it into Indiana Jones versus the Morlocks. And then at the end of the movie, he saves the world. Oh, good. The humans are all going to be saved against Morlocks because a big, strong, handsome man came and did a strong thing and threw the right switch on that time machine and blew up all the Morlocks underground. Isn't that convenient? Now we can have a happy ending. God, Hollywood just makes me want to puke.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said about Close Encounters?
Well, see, to me, this new War of the Worlds is possibly Spielberg's way of making up for those two demonic films, Close Encounters and E.T., which depicted the aliens as being, oh, friendly to all the pinks. They're going to lead the pinks into a wondrous new world of light and love and knowledge, rather than the slaughterhouses that they actually intend for us. And I think War of the Worlds, I'm hoping, will depict X-Day in the proper sense that Wells originally meant it, which is that the human race are insects, fleas to these creatures. They're just exterminators.
Are we even fleas, or perhaps we're just part of the landscape?
Right. There's not even a
perhaps
question
we're like
fighting.
Rocks.
Right. We're not. It's like ants trying to fight people.
Yep.
Now speaking of which, did you ever see the movie Fantastic Planet? I'm sure you have.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Now that was a good movie way back in the day, but since Hollywood's like all about remaking everything anyway, why not just write up a script and take it to Pixar?
Well, the point that the aliens would keep us as pets actually is made in the original War of the Worlds novel.
Huh.
A soldier, the protagonist meets a soldier in the ruins of a city, and the soldier played by Papa Joe Mama, goes into this great rant about how, oh, there'll be people who'll sell out. They'll work. They'll love to go to work for the aliens. Why, some will even hunt us. Some of the humans will hunt other humans, and the aliens will have their own little pet boy. But, oh, the pet boy grew up, so it had to be put down. They're too dangerous when they get grown
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I remember that from the radio play.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah, that's from the original novel by H.G. Wells, which I would recommend anyone to read. It's just wonderful steampunk depiction of the end of the world. The great thing about it is it takes place at the turn of the previous century, so flying machines had not even really been invented at that point.
That's right.
I want to have, like, war of the alien creatures against war of the earthly creatures and have all the aliens
Dracula
on one side and all of the earth monsters on the other side.
What earth monsters?
But, you know, like Frankenstein and Dracula and
all those
creatures. All the famous monsters that didn't come from outer space versus all the famous monsters that came
like
from outer space.
All of the 6-foot high posters of Frankenstein that sold for $1 in the back of the comic book.
Yeah. You'd have to have dinosaurs were would be part of the earthly monsters.
Well,
but you could have, you know, like the various
maybe
aliens.
To them, you're the monster.
E.T. would be on the
like that one, that ghastly alien with an eyeball staring out of a mass of twisted.
The thing that wouldn't die. I mean, the crawling eye would be on.
Crawling eye, yeah, right.
You know, that was an invasive monster.
What about mutants?
But the abominable snowman would be on the earth creature side.
Mutant is our workshop, our dome.
And he'd be on the humans' side, really, or the side that will keep the humans
alive. The side
that
would be of earthly origin versus the side that's of
extraterrestrial. Well, what about genetic mishaps?
That's earthly origin.
They do happen, but with constant vigilance.
And they would be on our earthly origin side, monster side.
Camp
Pease
is going to get up and attack you. What's the problem?
So right now we have an idea that's searching for a plot. If you've got a good plot to go with our idea, we'd like you to call right now at 510-848-4255.
Just
press
all night to your
press
eyes
extension
kind of
4 and ask
pull over
for
to the side of the road to pee and then
no,
get out of your car.
Ask for Larry,
mist is coming
the
up
plot
the ground,
boy.
Every once in a while.
Larry the Plot Boy is waiting for your call right now at
www.plot.com.
510-848-4255.
Rather interesting person.
Call now.
Cascade of mail
and
goes
give
to
Larry
plot.
The Plot Boy a reason for existence. He's sitting over there twiddling his thumbs. We need you to call right now. Larry the Plot Boy is sitting there wasting your money. We're paying him to sit there and answer your call. Plot Boy is... You know, this just isn't working out, puzzling. I think we're going to have to fire Plot Boy.
The change of Philomel by the bottom.
Already?
You do it.
He
you
was
do
only
it.
Hired 8 minutes ago.
Well, you do it this time. I'm tired of being the Axeman for this
more dead
show.
Bugs and cigarette butts on the
that's
plate.
That's Michael
and a
Pepe's
dead
dinner
too.
In his
why,
video.
If I had a nickel for every Plot Boy I've fired from this show, I'd be a millionaire. I really like this dramatic music, though. It's normally, this makes me feel like the show's important.
And it is.
Yeah, it's
because
kind of antithetical
we're,
in that way.
Celebrating a new political movement.
And we have a new sponsor for the show, right? Brand Grape Soda. It's airtight storage containers. Yes, airtight storage containers.
I mean, that's
the
right.
Greatest invention since the beginning
the
of time.
Problem about how to dispose of the
that's right.
Just put them in an airtight storage container.
Right. These durable Stay Fresh containers are airtight to protect open bags of sugar.
That's right.
They, what's inside might not be fresh, but you'll never smell it as long as they're continually airtight. Now, that's the important thing.
Made of dishwasher-safe plastic, each container holds 5,000 bags of sugar.
With certain contents, you wouldn't want it to be in your dishwasher. That is a certainty.
And there are some sizes that are too large for modern dishwasher technology.
In jumbo, elephantine, and humongo.
And then, of course, we have the Juggernaut airtight storage container.
Yes, big enough for both juggernauts.
And we have the immovable object storage container, the one that you can't move anywhere, you can't even take the top off of, but it becomes an interesting conundrum for the juggernaut
sort of
container.
Anyway, I have some hopes for the new War of the Worlds, and you know, there's another War of the Worlds movie being made that is a period, low-budget period version. That actually supposedly was filmed in Suffolk in England and is completely true to the book.
I think a movie is not going to do a book like War of the Worlds justice. I think you should have done it. I think that it should have been done as like a six-hour miniseries.
Oh, I don't know. It's actually not that complicated of a story. Planet meets planet. Planet loses planet. Planet gets planet back.
Yeah.
And I can understand Spielberg. There's two points about it. Well, the kids these days think the War of the Worlds didn't really happen in 1900. But they absolutely believe that it was just completely a fiction.
Mm-mm.
They think that the radio show was just was not a historical thing, but a hoax. Anyway, the kids won't swallow that. And plus, you can't say they're from Mars because, well, we've been to Mars and there's nothing but rocks and dirt.
And underground
cities filled with four-armed giants and naked green women.
It's the underground Mars.
What was Mars like before the shift? Surprisingly, it's not surprising. All the stories are the same. You read about Mars and the works of Kim Stanley Robinson, Edgar Rice Burroughs, William S. Burroughs. Read any Martian story you want. C.S. Lewis, he called it Paralandra, and that's fine. What do you think the S stood for? Subgenius. One thing you'll read about Mars more than anything else in all these books is Martians don't wear clothes. What hidden wisdom did these authors have that the rest of the world didn't know? It's that this planet is Mars, and that on the real Mars, and the fourth socket from the sun joint, you don't wear clothes. Whether it's C.S. Lewis's Paralandra, Kim Stanley Robinson's Mars, Edgar Rice Burroughs' Barsoom, it's just a bunch of naked Martians running around. Now, where else are there naked mortals, be they human or subgenii or some mongrelization of the two? Could it be brushwood? Could it be X-Day and most subgenius events where you'll find naked Martians running around? Answer yes. Is it a vampire? Answer yes. Your mental life vibrates in harmony with my words. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know inside. I'm merely giving voice to things you were too afraid or hadn't been paid enough to say yet. But someday, as your sales routes improve, as the figures go up and you advance in the ranks of the Church of the Subgenius, paying your dues, bringing in new members, you'll be paid the same amount I am to say these same things.
It's only like a 1 in 4 million chance of a white buffalo cow being born.
Oh, man. I meant to mention that. The white buffalo has been born. The Sioux prophecy has come to pass, and that as a white person, that scares the living bee Jesus out of me.
Well, one of them died up in Canada. They were having a big hoop-de-doo because they were starting to pop up, and it's so rare that they don't, you know, that just doesn't happen. But the one out in Saskatchewan, they had big hope for croaked.
That white buffalo, that's the reincarnation of the white buffalo calf woman.
Yeah.
Who is like the Jesus of the Plains Indians.
Uh-oh.
So we're in We're in
deep doo-doo.
Buffalo Dookie, my fellow pale faces, and anybody who's non-Indian in the U.S. who...
Now, by non-Indian, you mean like somebody who could not possibly pass for an Indian?
Well, there were lots of black cowboys who did the same sorts of, moving in on Indian territory, just like the white cowboys did.
That's because they were allowed to live someplace where the guy...
And so now that the white buffalo calf woman is back, that's kind of like, the prophecy that... I guess next the Indians will be immune to bullets. Oh, no, that's the ghost shirt.
Yeah, the ghost shirts do that.
Well, the Stang dance, also many of the subgenius dances, protect you from...
bills. That was the idea, they protect you from bills and police parking tickets.
Yeah.
And for some people, it works. Dr. Dark here in Cleveland is always protected from parking. He even gets free parking. Anyway, people make fun of those ancient Indian legends, but this is, I'm not. I'll tell you, in this particular case, this one's shaking me up pretty good. It's a sign that the end is coming. X Day is only a couple of weeks away now.
Stand by. 10 seconds.
Little lies are such a firm foundation for big ones.
Good evening, everybody.
And now it's a little late, isn't it?
And now here he is.
You might get off.
Men whose mothers and wives prayed just as fervently as I.
Word.
They die.
It's a little late for tears, isn't it? You're in a rut.
4 long years of this.
Accepted by society.
The War Department.
She uses taste in selecting her clothes. But more than that, she keeps them clean and mended. And she's able to match the right skirt with the right sweater.
A simple, heartwarming story of happiness regained.
You didn't seem at all appreciative.
But life, unfortunately, is not always like the movie.
Well, you've had a hard day.
I'll never know whether he saw the man in the big sedan.
And you're guilty about it.
Realizing that his life was traded for just 60 seconds of time.
For big ones.
It seems incomprehensible to me.
You didn't find it very pleasant comparing yourself with the others.
To beat off...
No, you added nothing to that conversation.
To beat off...
I didn't even want to go to my first concert because I thought it would be too long-haired.
To beat off...
That starts with soap and water.
To beat off fanatical madmen.
They must happen again and again.
We think that terrible waste is over.
Without conscious thought.
Ah, but that's an illusion. The horrible slaughter continues. Imagine, wiped off the map, that empty place at the dining room table. The empty seat in the classroom. These things are just criminal waste. A little more common sense. Let's fight this menace with every ounce of our strength. Let's keep our loved ones at the dining room table. We'll be killed or hurt. You may be next.
The chance to hang.
A piece by Norell Preff, dear friends, and you can get more of that from HeavyConfetti.com. And before that, we heard some Radio Synesthesia Prophecy from WCSB Cleveland. Previous to that, Reverend George Clinton. And before that, Onan on Mars. And now, let's listen to Puzzling Evidence with Dr. Howell and Dr. Philo Drummond as they make promises about what they will bring to Brushwood 8X Day.
And you'll smell what the rock is cooking.
I went teepee.
Don't smell it too much because it's kind of stinky.
I didn't think we were going to bring the trial into it. Okay, now we've added show fattener.
Show fattener will make your skeleton grow flesh again.
You know, they
show fattener has proven itself in many, many competitive arrangements in which cats, dogs, and many, many other animals were able to achieve a large amount of excess fat deposits.
It's okay, lady.
Of show fattener.
Most large show
fattener has been proven time and time again in a modern world
setting,
such as ours.
There
many people find
the show when the takeoff is
almost unbearable.
Cheese are distributed more evenly if you lay back and relax.
Take
the beginning of the show.
In the past, slack was able to be absorbed directly through the skin, but modern technology has caused us to.
What a primitive method.
to
it disappeared.
Have to ingest slack.
So also there's various X-Day coming up, right? That you can, what he's talking about, you can do.
Yeah, you can do that.
X-Day.
You can achieve the slack.
65 million years.
You can pull your legs inside your shell and forget to go again and again and again. Are you going to be there this year, Hal?
Was the result of an asteroid.
At X-Day?
Beware. Oh, X-Day, perhaps.
Have you gotten any interest, any special rich subgeniuses who would like to bring you there?
Well, that's what is required, you see. A certain willingness to take up a subscription.
Well, I think that maybe if some of our callers here in the Bay Area wanted to really pay proper homage
just to raise
to
the,
Dr. Hal, they would pay for
so
his
that
trip
I could
to
go
X-Day.
And preach in the wilderness New York's...
I think that actually
Subgenius
go with
Church
you.
Is not covering this basic expense?
Well, they might. They're
they might actually go with you.
They're not doing all that well this quarter, but...
Just to subject Hal to airport security.
Actually, here's the important news about X-Day. Dr. Howell will be there.
Yes.
Woo!
Susie the Floozy will be there.
Hey, can you contact Susie the Floozy?
Loathsome Cowboys and all of the Daves will be there. Reverend Nikki Deathchick will be at X-Day. Doc Prop will be at X-Day.
Will Helena Handbasket be there?
Will be at X-Day.
Will Helena Handbasket be coming?
No, I talked to...
I don't believe so.
No, I talked to Helena. I sent her an instant message. And
Dr. Dark's Bad Film Drive-In Horror will be there all night, every night.
Cool.
With two double feature... No,
horrible,
three.
Horrible horticultural experiments will be held deep in the woods by evil scientists schooled in the forbidden sciences.
There are usually a lot of evil scientists
twisted experiments.
At X-Days out in those weird spots out in the woods conducting experiments.
Circles will form on your back.
Damn.
At X-Day. Yetis will lurk in the bushes.
Just for you.
Trying to communicate with you. If you're not too animalistic to understand what they're saying.
They got your name, your number.
Hey, Sinister?
UFOs hover constantly over that area.
Do you think there'll be like a chocolatey rain from the sky?
A chocolatey rain from the sky.
No, it'll be anything you want it to be.
See, that's another...
That depends on what part of the world you're in. You see, the sky is not a plane, all right? The sky is a sphere.
Yeah.
All right, so really, you're going to see different phenomena. I mean, like, the Book of Revelation says that Jesus is going to appear in the sky and
all the
faithful will see him there. But, I mean, like, what part of the world is Jesus going to appear in?
You
know?
There'll be so many G's-I, you won't know what to do.
Because, you know, if Jesus appeared...
And disappearing, there'll be so many of them.
They'll be on
every
street corner.
If Jesus appeared in England, you know, people in New Zealand would never be able to see him.
Traveling from different time periods.
When your car is unmanned, the hitchhiking Jesus will take over.
How do we logically get back to the point of what White Buffalo Woman's going to do to them? To us.
She's going to marry Jesus. And they're going to rule the world in heavenly grace.
And then there's the
full of grace.
Werewolf Jesus.
A world devoid of
humans.
Full of grace.
From PR News in Washington, I'm spending. Nearly a dozen more FBI agents disappeared Monday. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there were no signs of China's capital. While people in Hong Kong would be bombed. Tens of thousands of Hong Kong residents died when their convoy was PR News in Washington.
I am going to decree a stately pleasure dome.
On X-Day? Saying something every half an hour.
On X-Day, I'm gonna preserve the Grand Canyon on my escape vessel, but I'm going to turn it into candy. Like that Candyland game.
There you go.
I'm going to
the molasses swamp.
Sucky into one Habafrop Ziploc speed.
They should just have a
day. Jeez, you guys are killing each other.
You know? I think X Day should be changed to Sex Day.
We could call it the Grand Candian.
Well, you see, Johnson, X kind of means whatever you want it to mean. The X there, it's the unknown, the unknowable.
I'm going to have a little white.
So it could very well be that for you.
And I'm going to be projected pictures of them torturing monkeys all the time.
I'm going to have this room that looks exactly like my house, and this computer just like my regular computer, and this bedroom just like my regular bedroom. And it'll all be exactly like, deliberately, I'll make it look exactly like everything that looks here on Earth.
Of all the worlds that the intelligences on Mars could see and study, only our own warm Earth, where there are titanic cliffs of lava and ice with hydrogen flaming at the tops, where the atmospheric pressure is terrible. It has no air. It's green with the methane gas and ammonia vapor.
For me, X-Day is like a nightmare, because whenever I get in the pool, I'm surrounded by these beautiful naked women, but I can't wear my glasses in the
they
pool.
They should have, like, games like...
I hear you, Stang. I hear you. Good. God, if I'm thinking of getting some surgery just for that one reason alone. Or maybe I should just get a pair of contacts before I go.
Hey, you okay, you don't want to wear glasses, you guys, because those beautiful women will suddenly appear as they really are, as like very hairy mountain men who've been trucked in by Stang and his evil clique of the gang.
Oh, if they were even human, it would be tolerable.
I love you. The flying saucer are my friends, cause they're so nice. I'm gonna see them again and again.
Is that before or after the Bob pills?
And, you know, even if X Day doesn't work out, we'll go for Sex Day! We want you people to dance into the new century. Screw into the new century. Sleep and eat your way into the new century.
Friends and neighbors of planet Earth, I come to you from a long, long ways off. I come from a planet that is similar to yours. Your many fears, tensions, and frustrations are no longer ours.
I hate them with all my heart. They are inhuman and to be destroyed.
You are not ready, but we will still save you.
I'll be right here.
By 1998, every normal, mediocritan, pink boy, admin, Trekkie, and hippie is going to be trying to get on board with the
good ship Dobbs.
Or they're going to fry along with everybody else when those aliens get here.
Of course, such a prophecy immediately arouses our cynicism. Is it possible that the end of the world will come in July 1999? Perhaps. Or is it just another of those prognostications which have haunted man through the ages?
But the old ones are coming back. I'm going to let them through.
Careful you must be when sensing the future. The fear of loss is a path to the dark side. Death is a natural part of life. Rejoice for those around you who transform into the Force. Mourn them, do not. Miss them, do not. Attachment leads to jealousy. The shadow of greed, that is. Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose.
We'll be right back.
That was Saint N with Welcome to Hell, a great Subgenius song there. And now, back to DNA level C.
I don't know. Actually, I think the... Oops, I knocked somebody off here. Talk section is over, guys. We got to move on. We got other business to tend to up here. It's been fun while it lasted. But now I must bid you all good night.
All right.
Bye-bye. Hey, sorry, man. It's nothing personal.
I know.
Nothing personal. Well, yeah, it's been fun, and you know, stay tuned for whatever, and tune in again next week.
We are going to hang aren't we, Sinister?
I should certainly hope so.
I hope so too. I got some mail waiting for you.
Oh man, I'll bring my thirst.
All right.
Nice. We're going to hang at X Day.
Oh yes,
will be at X Day.
We'll all hang together, or we'll all hang separately
at
X Day.
Decadence will be at X Day. The amino acids.
We'll be together.
The amino acids. That's reason enough. Hey, I'm going to play some amino acids in a little bit, so stay tuned. By the way, the amino acids are now number 24 on our list here.
Cool.
They're getting a lot of airplay
really?
Now. Yep.
Right on.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So here's some amino acids, dear friends, and you can hear them live at 8X Day at Brushwood this year. You can learn how to get to this last-of-its-kind event by looking at subgenius.com, or heck, we'll just see you on the saucers.
Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Stick needles in my belly, take samples of my skin. I don't care as long as I can live with saucer man. I know that you don't take requests, but I'm a special case. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Hey, cattle mutilators, let me join your crew. Give me a knife, you bet your life I'll cut up cows for you. I don't care if you're some kind of ghastly fiend without a face. So come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Oh,
take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Come down, you tiny robot with your little nipper claws. You pale and bug-eyed aliens with white and clammy paws. Life is just a sucker's dream, and death is a disgrace. So come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Oh,
take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Yeah.
And that, dear friends, was Nenslow, the great Nenslow, with Mrs. Nenslow singing, and I believe Dr. Ahmed Fishmonger, and Reverend Pagan Kennedy. Possibly Reverend Bleepo Abernathy, I don't know. Isn't that lovely?
And now for some last-minute news.
Are we right in just sitting by?
We are right, and we're crazy. And if we've been seeing things, it's because we did see them.
I saw his hand. Look.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Hi. What do you mean?
No, nothing.
A little lemur there. And now to close, how about this relaxing song by Reverend Ed Fred? Ed Fred.
Welcome to the end of the world. Welcome to the end of the world.
This is the last time I got to get up before 7, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll never have to do this. I'm sure all the drills will have paid off by this time. We'll be ready.
I've been drilled too damn many times, if you ask me.
Oh, boy, this is exciting now. It's got to be one of these episodes, right?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,